A Study in Job, Part 4. The Believer's Choice. In Exodus 3, verse 14, we read, And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. God wrote a few verses revealing how he created the world, what he did. God wrote the entire scripture, telling us about himself, who he is. It is not what a man does in his life that is of final significance. It is what a man is in life that is of consequence, not what he does. It is character that emanates from a man that's important. A man's character is so much more than a man's deeds. It is a man's ambience and attitude that is written in the heavenly annals. It is a man's atmosphere rather than his activities that counts at the last. The character of God never changes. God is who he is. He blesses his children and punishes the wicked. Indeed, he does. But man's preconceived notion of God may distort the character of God, such as the suggestion that he only blesses and always blesses the upright. Both Job and his comforter had the same creed, but only Job spoke the truth of God. Only Job spoke rightly of God. The church in general, and believers specifically, often hold to this false perception. Christians can be in danger of accusing others if they don't comply with an ideal, like imposing a distorted belief on one that doesn't measure up to set plumb lines, or accusations based on established Christian thinking, or sets of imposed standards. If, like Eliphaz, we reason that God blesses the good man but not the bad man, we are on dangerous ground, for we falsely accuse the character of God. Such false assumptions about God can only lead to spiritual bigotry and religiosity. If, like Job's friends, we believe that God sends evil on the good and bad alike, we are still on shaky ground. For God's name is charged with evil. It was a false accusation against God of which these friends were accused. We read, My wrath is kindled against thee, Eliphaz, and against thy two friends, for ye have not spoken of me the thing that is right, as my servant Job hath. God is good, and may permit evil for the outcome of deeper and eternal good. But all evil is from the accuser of the brethren, who is altogether evil. Oh, God's ways are not ours. Our understanding of God falls far short of his character. But we must never accuse God's character over happenings that we don't understand. Near the end of Paul's life, his deepest desire was that I may know him. At the end of Job's deep season of anguish, he emerged, knowing him more. If it is through rationalization that I know God, then I am miserably deceived. If it is through my own logical reasoning that I know God, then I accuse him wrongly. Do I believe on him apart from my reason? Do I trust him apart from logical and developed perceptions? Do I allow visible facts of life to distort my understanding and affect my faith? Both theology and doctrine are good. Biblical knowledge and articles of faith are necessary. But we must beware when our philosophical ideals conflict with God's revealed character. Chambers says it this way: theology is a great thing, and so is a man's creed. But God is greater, and the next greatest thing to God is my relationship to him. The book of Job is probably the most extensive type of the Christian life penned. The book of Job takes us from the old creation in Adam to the new creation in Christ, from a self-dominated life to a spirit-dominated life. The book of Job takes us on a journey from the new creation in Christ through a spirit-dominated or self-dominated life. The book of Job takes us from rebirth to the day when our eyes are opened and we shall see him as he is. The book of Job takes us, first, from an early Christian walk of prayer and praise, to, secondly, through the vital trail of our faith, which is more precious than gold, to, thirdly, the time when we shall know as we are known, and shall see him face to face. The book of Job illustrates two types of believers. It exemplifies Job's days, years, and probably decades of a spiritual walk with God. It also exemplifies his friends' days, years, and probably decades of fleshly religiosity. The book of Job illustrates two types of believers. One demonstrating a teachable spirit and tender heart that pleases the heart of God. The other bespeaking of the saved man who reverts back to a pharisaical self-life. The book of Job illustrates two types of believers. It exemplifies in Job's life days, years, and probably decades of a spiritual walk with God. And it exemplifies in his friends' lives years and probably decades of a fleshly religiosity. Job and his friends represent the spiritual man and the carnal man. The book of Job illustrates two types of believers. One, throughout life's journey, seeking to know the Lord more. The other, throughout life's journey, daring to accuse God's character. Paul wrote, "That I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death,